101.1, getting as close to the change rooms as possible.
All thanks to Slater and Gordon Lawyers,
proud sponsors of the Brisbane Broncos. This is Corey Parker.
Yeah, joining us ahead of the first qualifying final between the Brisbane Broncos and the Titans, it's our mate all year and retiring legend, Corey Parker. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're really well, Corey. We've seen your face and your body plastered all over posters and the television and the newspapers with the big final series being launched yesterday. Was that fun?
Oh, I mean, it is what it is. It's inconvenient at times for I guess, interstate teams to go down there because you're actually only there for a few hours
right.
And get away again. So
it looked fun walking through that tunnel with all the smoke coming out.
Yeah, I mean, what they were after was a good it was a good reception and it comes across great on TV. But it is like the guys particularly come from Townsville. Mm. It is a long trip. So it'll come across good.
Now, you had brekkie with Nathan Friend, who you will be combating with on Friday night at Suncorp Stadium. For one of you, it'll be your last game ever. We're hoping it's not you. What did you have for brekkie?
Mate, I just had standard, just 4 poached eggs on toast.
Was there any trash? Yeah, creature of habit. Yeah. Was there any trash talk between you and Nate?
No, not at all. He's a good mate. He actually started at the Broncos many, many, many years ago. So he's been... He's been to a few clubs now, but no, he's just a good follower. And I guess all the teams, a lot of guys come in. We went down Sunday night, so we all stayed in the one hotel. So breakfast was, I guess, littered with all those players. So it was good.
I noticed you were pointing at Nathan Friend's the top of his head in one of the shots. Is that because he's got a ball patch there?
Well, he's got a really good smother going on at the moment, and I was just sort of letting him know not to put his head down.
Very good.
That's outstanding. Now, Corey, Father's Day Sunday. Did you end up having a good day? Did the kids look after you?
Had a great day in the sense that, I just had it at home and the kids played. My parents come round. My sister came round with her kids. So it was just a nice day. So,
well, Sam was a little bit disappointed with his Father's Day gift. Were you happy with what you got?
Well, what I got was you're the number one dad lanyard.
Lanyard?
I got number one dad little money box.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You know the old $10 you give the kids when they go to school and they can choose Father's Day? Well, that's what I received.
That's what you expect for Father's Day, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
In turn of, I didn't get anything substantial if you think like the wife was putting money towards something. That wasn't the case, but I've got a bit of a theory on that. I'm just going to hold. I'm not going to whinge. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to hold on that till such time that maybe in the future I might not get a real good gift and then I'll be able to bring it back up.
See, this is what's happened in my world, Corey. This is like a reverse arms race.
God.
You know, we've been descaling the arms at Father's Day and Mother's Day for the last 3 years to the point where we're now just doing cards and maybe that'll disappear next year.
God.
I'm not big on gifts anyway. My love language is appreciation and that, so that was fine. But
you're a big softy.
Well, on the wife, on the other hand, her love language is gifts. So funny that.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, Corey, you'll notice that Sam survived his colonic irrigation.
Mm. Yeah, how was it? Intrusive?
Not as much as I thought. No, it was actually quite an experience and came out feeling very energised. I recommend it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, I told you I wanted to go with you, but you just can't really do it at the moment.
Well, if anyone's listening, Corey Parker's interested in getting colonic irrigation, so get onto that stat in your businesses. Meantime, good luck for Friday night at Suncorp, Corey, against the Titans. May the best team win, and let's hope it's the Broncos.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.